This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. It is the live Saturday edition of the program. We, of course, invite you here to take control of the airwaves, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And joining you in the studio tonight, you have Ian.
And Mark.
We started out the show tonight with a question that came out of a train trip that you recently took, Mark. You were sitting next to or nearby someone who...
Next to?
Was a staffer, a high-ranking staffer for some senator.
Yeah.
And
I'm not revealing any of that information because I like this guy. I had a five-hour conversation with him. And this was a deep and intimate conversation. I was amazed by the things that I learned from him, and I have no intention of outing him for talking to the enemy.
Okay, well, it doesn't matter to me who he works for anyway. It's, you know,
you just don't like politicians, but that's
so,
lots of people would probably want to know.
Yeah, well, anyway, so you talked to this guy, and he was all jazzed up, even though the Democrats just lost the election.
He was unconcerned.
Because he felt like, you know, they've got the issues, they've got the people.
The demographics,
you know, that kind of thing. And your question was, and correct me if I've got this wrong, your question was essentially, well, can the people within the Republican Party or Democratic parties identify losing issues within their party? And I don't know if they can.
I'm beginning to agree with you. So far we've had three calls that sort of back you up, that the last lady called, Jane.
Marriage has been one of them.
Gay marriage has been one of them.
As a losing issue for the Republicans.
Robert says that he believes gay marriage is a winning issue. Jane says that she believes it is if it's presented properly. But... like, so far, we couldn't find a losing issue that comes from Republicans.
Well, I think about, if you think about it from this perspective, you're asking people with a bias.
Yeah.
Right?
But that's what you're supposed to be able to know. Look, I've got a bias towards me. I know I could lose 15 pounds. I know my ears are big, and I know my hair's graying. I mean, if you can't tell these things, then you're irrational.
That's an interesting point. I like where you're coming from there, but we're not talking about observations about yourself, which are immediately
okay.
Obvious.
I love my wife and I love my kid, but I can tell you things about them that need improvement.
We're talking about beliefs. We're talking about
radical, nearly religious adherence, apparently.
That's what this is. I mean, these are beliefs. They're very firmly held beliefs, and so inevitably, confirmation bias is a factor here.
If you love the Republican Party, if the Republican Party is the right institution to lead America, then you should be able to identify
something that's wrong.
One thing that they're doing wrong.
Well, okay, she gave you one earlier, the last caller, Jan. She said that it needs to be communicated better. They need to communicate their hatred.
No, you've got stinking issues. It's not about communication. Republicans have been saying it's about communication for a long time. This staffer, this Democratic staffer, laughed in my face when I was talking about the Republicans getting better at doing... I mean, these people can't do email. They're talking about email marketing to their voters at this point. They can't do Facebook. They can't do Twitter. The Republicans learning how to communicate better? Scoff. Chuckle.
Let's go to your calls. I'd like to continue my thoughts on this confirmation bias here in a moment. But if you would like to answer the question, now you don't have to be a Republican. You can be a Democrat also. Call in. You know, what's a losing issue that the Democrats are currently going for?
I would love to know what a losing issue is for the Democrats.
I think that the people who are going to be able to most effectively answer this question are going to be people who maybe used to be in the parties. You know, they've now left the parties due to some sort of disgust, perhaps. But I think that the true adherents, you're not going to get a straight answer out of them. Let's go to Bob. Listening in Georgia, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Bob. Bob in Georgia, going once. You're there.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. So, basically, I just wanted to say that the Republicans losing issue is definitely gay marriage, and here's why. In the Equal Protection Clause in the 13th Amendment states clearly that if you're going to have one right for one group of people, it should be for all people. So essentially, there are 1,042 different tax breaks for non-gay people that decide to get married. And there are lots of other civil rights issues associated with marriage. So,
Bob, are you a Republican?
I'm a libertarian.
Okay. Yeah. So, okay, that's a check in my column there.
Yeah, at this point, you know, I would agree with Bob, but, you know, he does not qualify as part of the 90% of Republicans that know that this is a stupid losing issue.
Yeah, I don't think it's 90%, brother. I'm sorry. There's no evidence to back your statement.
I voted Republican, but can you hear me?
Yeah,
we're
here.
We haven't dumped you yet.
So the Democrats, their losing issue is most definitely the economy. I don't believe that raising taxes and all that stuff is really the key, and then, you know, because basically the welfare state, all it does is why you have, and I know this because I worked with people in construction that were working under the table, and they were doing so because as soon as they have a job, as soon as they have any kind of money, they get kicked out of welfare. And then so all it does is it makes people afraid of losing their food stamps, and they are afraid to achieve because they've been, you know, fed the scraps from the table. You know, like the good dogs they are, they eat them, and then they don't go for their maximum potential. So that's why, as far as standing the test of time, the welfare state will fall where it must change.
Bob, thanks for the call tonight, man. I appreciate hearing from you. Let's go to Daniel. He is down south of the border in Mexico via Skype. Daniel, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi there.
Hey, so, ¿dónde estás?
This is the audio is darn good.
Oh, well, it is Skype. So, all right.
Where
so,
are you in Mexico?
I am just south of San Diego.
Okay, gotcha.
We call that Tijuana.
A little bit further south than that, but
south of Tijuana. Enough.
Go ahead with your thoughts, sir.
Well, my one is actually the minimum wage. Now, realize I am. You know,
now, hold on. Just to be clear. Before you go on, are you saying that this is a losing issue for the Republicans or the Democrats?
Unfortunately, it is a losing issue for the Republicans.
I now, might agree with
you. I am completely against minimum wage at all. I mean, right now we have, you know, minimum wage, which says you can work for zero or you can work for minimum wage, but you can't work in between, which is completely nonsense.
Mm-hmm. It gets in the way of people having the freedom to contract.
Absolutely it does. But the reason why it is a losing issue is because – as part of the school system and the general media and everything, is everyone pushes this idea of basically Keynesian policies and Keynesian thought on economics, and people think that the minimum wage is a good thing. And you are not going to change that for the population. So that's why it is a losing issue, even though it's the wrong issue.
Yeah, I think I agree. Minimum wage is an easy one to sort of sell. There was some signs up in New Hampshire, increase the minimum wage. What they don't realize...
And it won, by the way, on all the state ballots around the country.
Yeah, what they don't realize is what this does is this prices out especially the young people. Young people enter the job market not knowing that you have to be to work on time, not knowing you have to smile at customers, not knowing that you have to sort of do some things and keep your mouth shut at times. They don't understand what it takes to be an employee, and that's kind of what the minimum wage is intended for. The minimum wage is an amount of money that you pay a 14, 15, 16-year-old person to learn how to work. Now, I am with you, and I understand that people are getting, you know, 30-year-olds, 40-year-olds are making minimum wage and sometimes working two jobs to make ends meet. What that means to me is that we've gone through an economic contraction and that a minimum wage creates a floor beneath which you can't we can't go, that pricing out the young people. So this makes it very difficult. When we raise the minimum wage, the intention isn't to raise, well, actually, the intention is to raise money for breadwinners, but minimum wage is supposed to be some pocket money for you to buy CDs and bubble gum or whatever it is that 16-year-olds buy. I don't know anymore.
Well, most heads of household are not making minimum wage. They're making above that.
They're making somewhere above it. But there are way too many people that are making way too little money to live, and I don't know what to do about that. That has a lot more to do with economic policies besides the minimum wage. And so, this is a simple issue that people tend to get on one side or the other.
So my question, I guess, would be, Mark, you were talking about these losing issues for the Republicans. Should the Republicans start supporting increases in the minimum wage in order to get votes?
Well, you know, if you want my practical opinion, I'm going to sound like Jane here for a second. you know, drop all the crappy social issues that aren't going to go anywhere and put your full force effort behind the economic issues.
That's
Republicans have winning issues in many cases on economic issues. Now, frankly, here's the truth about the Republican Party on a national level. National Republicans get in office. They talk about how they're going to be fiscally conservative. Mm. They get in. They rob poor people for the benefit of rich people. They lie. They lie. They lie.
Yeah, good call, by the way, Daniel. Thank you.
That, you know, nonetheless, the Republicans have issues that they win on the economic side.
All right. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. You can share your thoughts here on Free Talk Live. It's the live Saturday edition. More coming up.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the tax helpline that has been set up to help you. 800-691-6129. That's 800-691-6129. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. For free information and to see if you qualify, take down the number now for the Tax Representation Hotline. 800-691-6129. That's 800-691-6129. 800-691-6129.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or at worst depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, a natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body, normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You're invited here to take control of the airwaves. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. That's 855-450-3733. We started out with a couple of assertions from Mark, some of which have proved, I think, so far to be untrue, specifically that 90% of Republicans
know that gay marriage is a losing issue.
Meaning that their current position on it, which is to oppose it, is a losing issue. And so far, the callers who have identified themselves as Republican have vehemently disagreed with you.
Every time I give, the average person credit for rationality, I always get stung.
So, toll-free number, if you'd like to chime in here, not just on that issue, but also what are the losing issues? Can you, as a Republican or as a Democrat, can you objectively identify losing issues within your party's platform? So far, it hasn't seemed very objective thus far tonight. Now, we've only really heard so far from Republicans. Again, there's no reason why a Democrat couldn't call in with the same issue. What is a losing issue that your party currently has? Our toll-free number is 855-453. We've got Skype as well. Skype on into the show at username lrn.fm. And uncovering the secrets and exposing the lies, that's what readers of freedomsphoenix.com get every day. Their readers are constantly provided the detailed real news that lies between the lines of propaganda and the relationship we have with coercive governments. freedomsphoenix.com offers up-to-the-minute updates on the economy, technology, communications, and the rise of the police state. Go to freedomsphoenix.com and sign up for their free daily dispatch. That's freedomsphoenix.com. To the phones and your calls and thoughts. We've got Steve in St. George. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, great topic. I think you hit on a winner here.
Go ahead, Steve.
Hey, what I'm thinking is most Republicans, I used to be one, and I don't consider myself really a Republican any longer, but most Republicans are going to have a hard time seeing that gay marriage is a losing issue because most of the issues that Republicans get behind are moral issues, and they're seeing it as if you don't support this and you don't hold the framework of our nation together in some way, we're going to go down the history pages just like the Roman Empire,
Sodom and Gomorrah. It's trotted out all the time. I mean, I'm stunned that my party, constantly is calling me some kind of sinful infidel or whatever, but that seems to be what they do. I mean,
you're not a gay man. You just support, gay people being able to self-actualize and live together.
I think the Republicans could win elections, because I agree with this Democratic Senate staffer that told me he has no fear of the Republican Party because the Democrats have the issues and they have the demographics. I agree with him because I understand the Republican Party is going down in flames unless it evolves. And if it does not evolve, and I think that the one most important issue we haven't gotten to is essentially its stand on immigration, because this is a huge issue. And if it doesn't evolve in that area, that it's out. The Democratic Party is going to have to split, or the Republicans are going to have to evolve in some way. But this whole social conservatism, moral majority crap, that stuff should have gone out in the 80s.
Correct. And so, am I still there?
You're right here. Go ahead.
Okay, cool. On the Democrat side of the issue, I see the majority of the issues that they can get people to sucker into are the demise of the country. If you raise minimum wage to $1,000 an hour and legislate businesses out of existence, and you, I'm trying to think of a few more of their stands, then eventually we'll have the USSA, so whoopee. And then the nation will crumble and we'll start over.
Thanks for your call tonight, Steve. I appreciate hearing from you. Let's continue. We've got Michael, listening in Virginia Beach to WNIS. Hello, Michael.
Hi. I'm very surprised at Mark's position tonight because he sounded very intelligent 1 week ago tonight when he suggested that there could barely any difference between the two parties. And if you think by voting for anybody in either of those two parties you're going to change anything, you're deluded. I agreed with him last week wholeheartedly. I called in to say that, but now he sounds like he's rejected his own superior wisdom.
Well, how do you think I projected it? How do you think I've rejected it? Because I really don't think there's that much difference between the parties, but there's certainly some issues that they tend to come down on either side of. I also think their politicians lie to them. But I'm not talking to politicians right now. I'm talking to voters.
Okay, well, the assumption that there is any such thing as two separate parties is the first thing that's wrong. Both parties are owned by the Federal Reserve. All politicians in it do what they are told by the Federal Reserve, and anybody who tries to do anything different ends up like four assassinated presidents.
Wait a minute. How about Ron Paul? I mean, Ron Paul is definitely anti-Federal Reserve. I mean, how did he get up there and get all that attention without being assassinated, as you're suggesting?
Well, because he was nowhere near getting any power, and it's.
But he was a representative. I mean, that's a fairly powerful position, right? I mean, that's why people seek it.
He gives the people the illusion that a choice is available, and so he is valuable to the system, to the Federal Reserve, whom he claims to be totally against. But
so what you're saying is that Ron Paul, whether he's aware of it or not, is a tool of the Federal Reserve?
Absolutely. He is owned by the Republican Party, and the Republican Party is owned by the Federal Reserve.
Thanks, Michael, for the call, man. I appreciate it. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We've got Tim in Athol, Massachusetts. You're on Free Talk Live, Tim.
Hey, Ian. Can you hear me?
You are on the air. Go ahead, Tim.
Oh, okay. A couple things. Yeah, I'd have to agree with Mark on the issue as far as gay marriage being completely irrelevant to Republicans.
Wait. You're saying that gay marriage is not relevant to Republicans?
The success of Republicans, I think, is what he's saying.
Yeah. If you're not bothering anybody, I mean, if you fall in love with another man, how does that affect me?
Are you a Republican, Tim?
I have been for the last 25 years or so, but recently have given up all of that Democratic and Republican difference.
Okay.
There's really
still
no
not a single Republican calling in tonight.
We have had a few ex-Republicans.
That doesn't count.
Which
like
does
I said,
get to
was,
show.
Like
I
said, it was the people who had seen the light, right? That they've removed themselves from
I'm not
the
arguing
system.
With you, Ian, but I would like to point out to the Republicans listening, hey, you're shedding people who call themselves Republicans because of your stupid social conservative crap.
Well, right,
you
that's
are
true.
Killing your party.
Yes.
You are eating it
yes.
to death.
And they
it
don't
is,
know.
You are a cancer in the party.
Yes, you are correct about that much tonight. And the thing is, they have no idea, Mark.
They have
know.
No idea.
They don't know.
They think I'm cynical.
Tim, go ahead.
On a separate issue, the Sean Glanz, the Sarasota deputy who slapped somebody upside the head, whose video went viral there, has there been any calls on that?
That's actually the first I've heard of it. I think I saw the headline on Facebook earlier today, or maybe it was Drudge Report. We'll look into that, Tim. Thanks for the call tonight. Ooh, sounds like a Sarasota cop in trouble. That's where we're from originally. More coming up here, 855-450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case. Hi, Dr. Hurley here to give you information you may not want to hear. Approximately 70,000 chemicals are currently used and released into the environment in the United States each year, and 30 million kilograms of these toxic chemicals are known to cause cancer. And now the good news. Longevity's 5-day cleansing program can drastically reduce the toxins in your body. For more information about the 5-day cleanse, visit drhurley.net or call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Hi, Dr. Lorraine Hurley here. Would you wait till you're dying of thirst before digging a well? Well, why wait until you're sick before getting the nutrients you need? Longevity's Healthy Start Pack has all the essential nutrients your body needs. The 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, and 2 fatty acids just aren't available in most people's diets. Your body needs these nutrients, and the Healthy Pack 2.0 has them all covered. Get your Healthy Body Pack by calling 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net today.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, dial toll free. Bring up anything here at 855-450-FREE. The overarching conversation, however, topic on the table is about what issues... what positions on issues are losers that are held by both the Republicans and Democrats? Meaning they're going to lose them votes. They're going to lose them support. We've heard from some former Republicans here tonight who could correctly identify some of the losing issues on the Republican side. But the current Republicans who have called in so far tonight are in firm denial about these being losing issues, like, for instance, gay marriage or the legalization of cannabis. Mark, you also brought up immigration. Did you bring that one up, or somebody else did?
Yeah, I brought up immigration because I think that this is a real problem for the Republican Party, that they the Republican Party is perceived as the party of bigots. Whether they like it or not, I'm not saying they are. That's not my claim. My claim is that here's my claim. Black people know which party the KKK votes for. And black people know, and Mexican people know which party wants to keep their family out of the country. Like, they're clear. And that's a problem for the Republican Party, and it needs to be addressed. And they keep on paying lip service to it like they're going to address it, and they don't.
So, okay, now, we pointed out that people who have called in so far, some of them have been former Republicans. The last guy that was on the phone with us, you know, he's seen the light, so to speak, about some of the things that were wrong with the party. He was frustrated with it. He got out and fairly recently got out of the Republican Party. And you pointed him out as an example. This is what's happening. People are leaving the party. But the thing is, they've got these blinders on. They have the blinders of this morality, this viewpoint that they have, that theirs is the right way.
The politicians don't have these blinders, mind you. The politicians will do or say what it takes to get the votes. Yeah. It's the voters. It's the ditto heads out there or whatever.
Right.
Those folks can't get their heads wrapped around the idea that they're in the losing party.
Well, and there's confirmation bias going on here, too. They have a particular position, and they want to see and hear things that, you know, reaffirm that position. That's why they listen to conservative talk radio. They want to hear somebody on a microphone talking about how right they are and how, you know, the Republicans are right. And then, of course, if you get election results where they win, which they did, I mean, many Republicans swept into office here this year, that's certainly not going to disabuse them of the notion that, you know, these are the right positions. They're going to believe ever more that, aha, see? The people of America do agree with Republicans. They voted for banning gay marriage. They voted for keeping the war on drugs going. You know, even though many people voted for the lesser of two evils, not for those reasons, but the Republicans will believe they're voting for, you know, their positions on the issue. So all of the, you know, the evidence in their face is that they're doing the right thing. In fact, the more they talk about these things, Mark, and this is another aspect to it, remember, politics is not so much about winning elections in some cases. I mean, you do have to win some elections over time in order to keep legitimacy, but it's also about continuing the party. And continuing the party is a money-making thing,
sure,
even if you're not in power.
Democrats are the ones making the money right now. The Republicans are not getting the donations, especially from Wall Street, and there's a reason. It's because Wall Street makes its money on what's going to happen in the future, and they know what's going to happen with the Republican Party, too.
Well, my point is, it doesn't matter if they're shedding people, as long as the people who are still involved are the faithful, they'll continue to dig deep. And it doesn't have to be Wall Street money, Mark. I mean, the average Republicans also give to their own organizations. They go to the $40 a plate banquet dinners in support of their various candidates and things like that. So there's plenty of little donations that come into the party as well. And these donations feed the party apparatus. And, you know, this is true of the Democratic Party as well. The people who are feeding off of that are the Democratic National Chairman, the Republican National Chairman, all of their office staff. You know, all of these people require paychecks. And so it's not like they're just going to turn around and change their position on an issue, because then they'll alienate their base. They'll alienate their base. Now, you're arguing the base is shrinking. That's what you're arguing.
And yeah, yes.
You know, there may be evidence for that. Maybe they're looking at the numbers in the national
office.
Well,
their base isn't shrinking. It's dying.
Well, there's that. But maybe they're looking at the numbers in the national office, and they know that the numbers are on the downturn. Or maybe they're not. Maybe they're actually getting registrations. I don't know. Let's presume they're on the downturn.
Registrations don't matter. Demographics matter. And the Republicans' demographics stink.
Well, but what matters to them is money coming in so they can keep pimping their viewpoint. Let's go to you and your thoughts, though. Adam is in Massachusetts. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark on the Live Saturday Show. Go ahead.
Hey, what's up, guys? I really love your show. I'm a libertarian-leaning Republican. I'm planning on moving up for the Free State Project in about a year.
Oh, wow. That's great.
College down here in Massachusetts.
And, fantastic.
I'm actually hanging out with my dad here. I just showed him the Victimless Crime Spree. He loved it. But he's a long-time Democrat, and he really wanted to ask you guys some questions. So if you guys be cool if I handed it off to my dad here.
We'll be nice to him.
What's dad's name?
Dennis.
Dennis, all right, yeah. Well, let's talk to Dennis. I would be happy to field a question or two. We can't do much more than one or two tonight. Dennis, are you with us?
Hey, let me hand off the headphones.
All right, good idea. Now, by the way, the toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Dennis.
Hello.
Dennis.
Yes.
Can you hear us? Go ahead, Dennis, with your question.
Yes, I can hear you. I want to, like, get off this small-time, you know, daily stuff. I want to, like, talk some big-picture things. I'd like to ask you about exploitation and how society treats everybody, you know. We all work and sweat and a large percentage of our work and sweat goes right into somebody else's pockets.
Yeah, we call them politicians.
Huh?
We call them politicians.
Yeah, but it's at the root. I'm talking at the root of everything here now. It's like some people work and some people shuffle papers, but the money rolls into their pockets, and there's no equity here. I mean, I'll give you a real quick bio. I'm 54 years old. I ride a bicycle to work because they took my license because of the recession. I was in non-compliance. I couldn't pay back child support.
Yikes. All right.
Well,
what's the question? I mean, I get that you're saying that, you know, people are having a tough time in the working world. What's the question?
I mean, what is the game plan for turning this around? I mean,
I've got an answer for you. I've got an answer, and I wish we had more time, Adam. Call Dennis. Feel free to call any other time, and we can talk further on some of the other questions you might have. But as far as the game plan question, thanks. We'll get to that. What is the game plan for turning this around? The difficulty that that workers have. It's a tough life. You know, they're working for somebody else. My plan would be to actually have freedom in the marketplace to where people who are on the lower rungs of the economic ladder could create their own businesses, start their own entrepreneurial
experiments.
I think
it's the only way to go. You need to invest little in a business where you can work, not invest in what you do, but work in some way. You know, you have low capital expenditure to get in.
Work out of your house.
Do whatever it takes to help people, and that you're going to make all the money. At that point, you can't claim anybody's exploiting you.
You're working for you.
It's only you working for you.
You can choose which customers you want to deal with. You can choose who your vendors are. You can choose all of that. You're working for yourself in that case. The problem is, one of the problems with the system today is that it's designed to protect the existing businesses from upstarts, from innovators, from entrepreneurs, from the little guy, from the poor. Somebody who wants to, let's say, like restaurant industry is a good example. If you want to start serving food out of your house, I think you should be able to do it. I don't think you have to go and beg permission for some government bureaucrat to come over and inspect your kitchen and hand you some sort of permission slip. Or, of course, that will never work in most places because they're going to want to demand that you have some sort of professional kitchen with a professional vent hood and that you'll have to have a professional location and a commercial building. And there's all kinds of these ridiculous restrictions that are put down on small business people who would want to have their dream maybe to start their own business, but they don't have the $500,000 that they would need to comply with all the regulations to open it legally. And that really stands in the way of poor people creating their own opportunities and making life better for themselves and their families. So that's my solution. 855-453. You bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live. Have you thought about owning gold? There are lots of reasons to own precious metals. A hedge against inflation. When the dollar tanks, metals go up. A barter currency. You can disempower the Fed by using real money. And no one knows the future. In an economic collapse, metals are likely to be a currency. Do as I've done for years. Buy your gold and silver and precious metals from Midas Resources through gold.freetalklive.com. That's gold.freetalklive.com. Ross Ulbricht was arrested by the FBI in 2013 and charged with victimless crimes in relation to allegedly operating the Bitcoin-based Silk Road black market. He has been in a prison cell awaiting trial ever since. If he did it, he's a hero for making the black market a safer place. If he did not, he's a man wrongfully accused. Either way, if you love freedom and want to end the war on drugs, Ross and his family need your support. You can learn more and help fund his defense at FreeRoss.org. That's FreeRoss.org.
Hi folks, Ryan McMullen here for Life Change Tea. Healthcare is a problem, whether you're for or against Obamacare. It's a mess. My question is, who do you trust? Do you want to be told what to do, or do you want to make your own decision? My opinion, preventative maintenance. Keeping your colon clean is preventative maintenance. A little exercise, a balanced diet, and drinking Life Change Tea. It tastes great, and it helps with constipation, high cholesterol, liver problems, acid reflux, and much, much more. And with the holiday season upon us, you can get some extra tea for free. Don't wait for Obama. Make your own decision. Order now. Call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or you can log on to getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Ridding yourself of harmful toxins is truly preventative maintenance. GetTheTea.com.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Did you know every woman will layer on 14 pounds of toxins in use of cosmetics alone? Unfortunately, top brands women rely on to look their best may be hiding harsh chemicals that have been linked to cancer, organ failure, and birth defects. Longevity Minerals, an all-natural beauty line that heals your skin from the inside out. Try it today at www.morethanhighheels.com. That's www.morethanhighheels.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial toll free. Bring up anything. The live Saturday edition continues here with me, Ian.
And me, Mark.
Our number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. And you can join us online. Just drop by freetalklive.com. Please enjoy the features we have waiting for you there. You can help support Free Talk Live by buying some gold and silver from gold.freetalklive.com. Why would someone want to do that, though, Mark, buying gold and silver?
Now's the time, really. I mean, silver's, last I looked, it was about 1610.
They're both down. Wasn't gold at like 1100 something?
I think it was 12 when I looked, but wow. It's been a little while. They're really low priced right now. Now's the time to look at these metals. I can only see them going up in the future. Could be wrong, but that's my opinion.
You can't make a statement like that, Mark. You can't see them going up in the future when the evidence is they go up and down, right? Like, I mean, the gold had gone up for a time, now it's gone back down.
What did I say? I can't see them not going up in the future?
You made it sound like they're guaranteed to go up in the future. I mean,
they're not guaranteed to do anything, yeah. But silver's at 1610. It hasn't been that in a very long time.
It's been a long while, yeah.
It just seems like they've printed a whole bunch of money, so therefore silver at 1610 is worth a lot less than it was several years ago at 1610.
Gold is at 1177 right now.
There you go.
1200.
You'd want to get your gold and silver at gold.freetalklive.com. Great rates, and it helps Free Talk Live a little bit. Gold.freetalklive.com.
Yep, that's right. Did you give out the toll-free number, too?
855-450-FREE.
That's our call-in number, but I meant for the folks who might want to order their gold over the phone, because believe it or not, Mark, not everybody has the internets, so it's important to get that toll-free number out for the gold and silver.
For the gold and silver. Got it. Okay, so this is to get gold and silver, 877-857-9938. 877-857-9938.
All right, so now we go to your phone calls and thoughts here. The question earlier was about, what are the winning and losing issues? Specifically, what are the losing issues? I think that's more interesting to see, because everybody thinks their party's got winning issues. If they didn't think that, they wouldn't be with the party, right? If you thought your party was full of a bunch of losing issues, why the hell would you be on board?
I'm not part of the Republican Party because I like to be the party of losers. No, I'm not.
But my point being that, people think their party has winning issues. Can they see what the losing issues issues are, or are they blinded by their love for the party? So far, it seems like people are blinded, at least
does,
people
within beginning
the,
to seem that way,
the
yes.
Republican Party who've called in thus far tonight. So if you want to identify a losing issue that your Republican or Democratic Party is currently clinging on to for dear life, we'd love to hear from you. You can also bring up anything. Let's talk to Joe in Los Angeles. You're on Free Talk Live, Joe.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, good. Go ahead.
Okay, cool. So, I overheard a bit of a conversation you were having with a caller previously about gay marriage, and it got to the point where one of you was saying, I don't want your Bible. I don't want anybody telling me what to do. And I was a little fired up about that, and which is why I'm calling in. I've been on
what about it?
A little bit, so.
What was firing to you?
So let me ask you this. Are you guys atheists or?
No.
I'm not an atheist. I'm probably best described as a deist.
I'm a panentheist.
Okay, so which deity do you guys subscribe to?
I don't know. Just Christ isn't a deity.
The Christians believe that.
No, they don't. No, they don't.
The Christians believe Christ is God.
The Christians believe that God came down to kill himself for him in order to satisfy his bloodlust that he created.
They also believe he's God. The Christians believe in the triune God, which is the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost.
You would call Christ God, though. I mean,
I think that's what the Christians
God's
believe.
God's the Father.
I know what you're saying, but anyway, go ahead, Joe.
Okay, so
are we atheists? The answer is no, at least not on the show tonight.
You're definitely non-Christian.
I am not a Christian, although I was at one time in my life, and as was Mark.
Right. So what changed that?
For me, I became an atheist as a teenager, and I stayed an atheist for about a decade. And what changed from being a Christian to an atheist was I had all these questions, and the Christian church just wasn't very good at answering those questions. And there's all these terrible contradictions within their scriptures and their teachings, and the answers to the questions about those contradictions just
of course
really,
you don't.
They just really weren't very
convincing. I wasn't raised Christian. I was actually an atheist myself. I was not raised with any religion in particular, and I was kind of lost. And I spent years studying philosophy and studying various religions. And the only truth that makes sense to me, the only doctrine that can explain why this world is so upside down, is the doctrine of Christianity. And that's taking into account the reality of angels and demons. And, rebellion to God.
Lots of cultures believe in demons. This is not by any stretch of the imagination
it's
bailiwick.
So interesting how that provokes, like, almost ridicule to.
Oh, yeah.
Say that.
I'm going to ridicule you. If you believe in demons, I think you're slap nuts.
You have to forgive Mark. He's possessed.
Look, I believe that demons are the worst thing for society, this whole belief process. The idea that, that diseases are caused by bad spirits.
Do you believe
stuff
that?
Like that?
Do you think that demons cause disease?
I think that what I really do believe at this point, and again, this is something I've given so much thought to.
Me too.
I believe that when we live in sin, that we give dominion to demonic forces to mess with our lives. And on the subject of gay marriage,
I believe when you believe in sin, you give license to preachers to run your life.
No. Okay, look, let's just divorce ourselves from organized religion. And I'm just talking from my own, because as a Christian myself, I'm all alone in this world. I don't have anybody, like my family, they're not Christian. I don't have any real Christian friends that I converse with on a daily basis. I don't go to any church, right? So I'm just a guy who is fairly educated. I've done a lot of research on all this stuff. You know, I've been to a Buddhist temple. I've meditated with Japanese Buddhists. I've interviewed an imam at a mosque, and this was all for college. And so I'm at a point where I've come to Christ, I think, by the hand of God. And so what I'm saying is that on the subject of gay marriage, what confuses me is that, look, I have gay friends. I'm not condemning anyone. I'm not preaching the gospel or anything. You know, I don't even talk about this stuff with people, but I can see how the act of sort of indulging in your every whim and desire is not good for us.
Wait, what does that have to do? Hold on. What does that have to do with gay marriage, right? Like, okay. I could understand if what you were saying was, and I wouldn't necessarily agree, but at least I could understand if what you were saying was that there's so much depravity in the United States and people are indulging in these desires on a whim. Well, gay people aren't doing things on a whim.
Right.
They
gay people are
going to
hump. They're going to hump anyway. Okay, they're just asking to live together with a contract.
I don't personally believe that there is a genetic link.
Have you talked to your gay friends before? I mean, you said you have gay friends. I mean, talk to them. Ask them when they became gay. Almost all of them will tell you when they were born.
He thinks demons did it, for God's sake. Demons!
I think if you look at the research, you look at the statistics, you'll see it.
You'll find demons!
Thanks, Joe. That's ridiculous. It's just a ridiculous statement, and that's enough. Toll-free number, it's the idea that people have been abused.
Psychiatrists and psychologists have put that theory away decades ago.
It's ridiculous. At least if he were to just claim demons, we wouldn't be able to say anything to it besides ridicule. To say that it was abuse? To say that it was
anything abuse,
else?
Demons. Hold on. So, look, I applaud the man for going and checking with all the other religions along the way. I appreciate
sure.
that.
Good
job. You've landed on the religion that's right for you. That's fine. Just remember this. Keep it to yourself. God did not ask you to go out and solve his problems for him. You do not need to vote Christianity to be Christian. Mm. Many Christians, Christian religions, abhor voting, and they do not vote. The Amish don't vote.
Yeah.
Mennonites don't vote. Jehovah's Witnesses don't vote. They've read their Bible. They've come to the conclusion that voting is not, that forcing your morality on someone else doesn't create more morality, that all it creates is a lashback.
Yeah, you know, I think that it's to somebody who says they've got gay friends, and I'm not doubting his claim. He does live in Los Angeles. There's a good chance he knows some gay people. You know, let's believe his claim. I don't think he's ever really had this conversation with them. Just next time you're hanging out with your gay friends and you're at a bar doing things that are not, you know, demonic or whatever. Is drinking at a bar demonic?
It depends on your religion, your denomination.
So anyway, you're at a place in which you have a conversation with your friends. Ask them, you know, hey, look, I really want to know. Was this something that, you know, the whole gay thing, was that something that happened to you when you were born, or did it come about later on in life based on some sort of circumstance? Were you abused? And if they tell you, which I predict they will tell you, that they've always been attracted to people of the same sex, then will you believe them, or will you go on believing that, no, somewhere at some point in his life or her life, he or she was abused sexually or physically, and that's why they became gay?
I used to believe that.
Or, no, at some point it was a demon that entered their body, and that's why they became gay.
For me,
in which case, you would be disbelieving your own friend and what they told you was their truest, you know, form, their belief about themselves. And that's a real insult to them.
I used to believe the same thing he did. I came to the conclusion that there are gay animals in nature, and humans are just animals, too.
855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. I just believe what my gay friends tell me. Free Talk Live.
Kay Oliver is part of the Tweyambe Women's Group in Jinja, Uganda. She gets old clothes, fixes them up, washes them, and then sells them at the Jinja market. She was quite happy with her success at her business, but realized that a sewing machine would really help her make more money to take care of her two kids. Free Talk Live helped her get that sewing machine. You can help us help more people by getting your coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com. Make a difference, one cup at a time. Get a free pound, try out the subscription, cancel at any time, coffee.freetalklive.com.
The event you've been waiting for is here. Lumber Liquidators, 3rd Annual Fall Flooring Yard Sale. It's your chance to get first quality, full warranty, direct from the mill flooring at unbelievable closeout prices. Like oak laminate for an incredible 19 cents a square foot. And pre-finished 3/4 inch solid maple for just $149. Plus beautiful bamboo for 63% less than other stores. Take advantage of our 20 years of savings with 20 month special financing. And get even more unheard of flooring deals in our stores. Fall Flooring Yard Sale is Thursday through Monday only. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective, and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes heart and body extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.